G7. It's short for Group of Seven. Its annual meeting is going on right now in the nation of Japan. The G7 is a membership of seven major world economies: Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the US. It used to be known as the G8 and included Russia. But after that country's controversial annexation of Crimea in 2014, the other nations suspended Russia's membership. G7 leaders meet each year to talk about the global economy and international security. As part of that, a big focus this year is going to be on terrorism, as well as last Thursday's mysterious crash of an Egypt Air flight in the Mediterranean Sea. Other topics for the leaders include uncertainty in the global economy, climate change, and infectious diseases. Earlier this week, we discussed the Obama administration's decision to remove a ban on U.S. weapons sales to Vietnam. One aspect we haven't talked about, though, the economic one. Vietnam has dramatically increased its military spending in recent years, during a time of territorial disputes with China. In 2005, Vietnam spent an estimated $1 billion on defense. Last year, that had increased to more than $4 billion. The vast majority of its military purchases have been made from Russia, but with the U.S. arms embargo lifted, analysts think Vietnam will look across the Pacific for military equipment.
Bloody conflict and ongoing military tensions mean that countries from nearly every corner of the planet are looking to increase their arsenal. And who, as the world's largest arms exporter, is right in the middle of it all? It's the United States, dealing in weapons ranging from assault rifles to fighter jets and armored tanks. So who is on the receiving end? With escalating situations in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, it may not surprise you that the U.S. sells most of its weapons to its Middle Eastern allies. Saudi Arabia was the top recipient of U.S. arms between 2011 and 2015. They have purchased everything from American-made F-15 fighter jets, M1 Abrams tanks, Apache attack helicopters, and Patriot missile batteries. The United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and many other countries are also big customers. Now, these governments are essentially being given the arms as the U.S. government contributes billions to foreign military financing. Roughly $5.7 billion is planned for 2017. Israel, Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan, and Iraq are the top recipients of this U.S. largesse. This trade is not just in the Middle East. Taiwan and South Korea are also big customers, largely in response to China and North Korea. And funding for African militaries will more than double in 2017 from 2015 levels, likely a consequence of increased terrorist activity in places like Mali, Somalia, and Nigeria. All told, the United States was responsible for 33% of worldwide weapons exports between 2011 and 2015.